We're starting the bottom of Nu Aleph Amud Bet. We left off yesterday with the Gemara, the Machlokes, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Avodah Chovim shel Oved Kochavim, in Asura Shete Aved. The Avodah Zarah, an Oved Avodah Zarah, has to be, or only becomes a Surah once he's worshipped it. Bishel Yisrael, it comes to a Jew's Avodah Zarah as a Surah Miyad. Akiva has the exact opposite opinion, Chiluf Dvarim, of Rabbi Akiva, which is Avodah Chovim shel Oved Kochavim Asura Miyad. Comes to a non-Jew, his Avodah Zarah is a Surah Miyad, Bishel Yisrael Shete Aved. Jews until it is worshipped. And we said from here that Rabbi Akiva must be the author of the position in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to dissect or really look for the sources for these two opinions. Amar Mar, it's the third to last line on Nun Aleph Amid Bet. Amar Mar. The Pasuk is speaking about Kelim that were used to service the Avodah Zarah. So now the Braita that we brought said, or brought quoted the Pasuk of Abeit Abdun et Kolam Ikamot, Asher Abdusha Magoyim, Asher Atem Yoshimotam, et Elohim Alarim, Aramim Bagvot, Sotachar Choleit Ranan. So the Gemara brought a proof to the fact that when it comes to Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, the Kelim that are used in service towards Avodah Zarah, it brought a Pasuk of Abeit Abdun et Kolam Ikamot. Talks about places. So Gemara wants to understand, how could it be that you're bringing a proof for the fact that Kelim are Asurot when you're talking about Miko Mot? So that's what the Gemara asks. Mikelim Shinishabem Lavarachim Akhtu Medeber Ha Miko Mot Ktiv. Uses the word Miko Mot. Im Enu 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 Miko Mot Dolom Mitzasarei. Well, it can't be talking literally about Miko Mot because they're not Asurot. How do we know that? Dichtiv, because it says in the second half of that Pasuk, et Eloheihem al Heharim. And we've already darshened from that before. Eloheim al Harim, velo Harim Eloheim. Their gods can be, their idols, their Avodah Zarah can be on the mountains, but the mountains cannot be Avodah Zarah. They cannot make the mountains a Surot. So if they can't make the mountains a Surot, then Mikamot can't literally be places. So what are we speaking about here? Mikamot, Sneu Inyan, Kelim. So we're going to use it for Kelim. Mikan Amru. So from here we concluded, the Braita says, Avodat Kochavim shall Obi Kochavim in Asura Elajin Te'aved, that the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew has to be worshipped before it is Asura. V'shel Yisrael Miyat, when it comes to Israel, it is immediate. And that's because the Pasuk says, Abeit Abunat Kol Makot Asher Avdusham Hagoyim. But this is where they worshipped. Only once they have worshipped, right, is it classified as a Avodah Zarah. But before that point, it's not classified as Avodah Zarah. Now, the problem is obvious, which is that they just proved to us about Kelim. They didn't prove to us anything about the Ovei Kochavim himself. You're talking about Avodah Kochavim itself, but we just said the Pasuk is not talking about Avodah Kochavim. So, Baha, B'Kelim Ukim Nila. Didn't you just say the Pasuk was talking about Abit Abdun et Kolam Ikamot, which is referring to the Kelim and not to the places? So then how could you prove that a Avodah Zarah of Ovei Kochavim needs to be worshipped before it's Asura? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Asher Atem Yoshim Otam et Elohim. So the pasuk continues, Abeit Abdun et Kolam Ikamot, Tishevdu Shem Agam Yishayetim Yisim Otam, Et Elohim Al Ha'arim. So what does it say? There's a Hekesh, Mekish Elohim Lekelim. The second half of the pasuk, which is referring to their gods, is Mukash as a Hekesh to the Kelim, which is the Mekamot in the beginning of the pasuk. Ma Kelim Achi Abdu, just like the Kelim we say are not as Surot until you worship them, or until they are used in service. Af Elohim Nami Achi Abdu. Also the gods, their Avodah Zarah is not a Surah until they've actually worshipped the Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do over here? Rabbi Akiva, the lo mekish, Rabbi Akiva doesn't make this man, malacha, et hivsika inyan. That et is a mafsik, there's a break in the two sugyo, we don't make this hakesh, because it says, abeit abdun et kol mekamodash avdu shema goyim shayetem yoshim otam, then et elohim elarim aramim valgvot. So that et is ready as a mafsik. Now truthfully, Rabbi Akiva doesn't need this, because Rabbi Akiva is going to see in a second, has his own pasuk to learn it, but we're just explaining why Rabbi Akiva does not use the hakesh, why he doesn't accept this hakesh. So now, Rabbi Shmuel, Eshkechan, for Rabbi Shmuel, now we understand where he learns out the Avodah Kochavim, Sh'ol B'Kochavim, De'in Asura, Ad Shetei Aved. We know that fact, which is that once they've worship the Avodah Zarah becomes problematic or Asura, that's by a non-Jew. The Yisrael, the Asura Miyad, the other half of his opinion, which the Yisrael is Asura right away, Minole, where does he know that from? So Gemara first says, Svaru, it's logical. When it comes to a non-Jew, you have to wait till he worships it. So Yisrael is from Yad. Yisrael is immediate. I mean, Yisrael is more Chamura. Yisrael is more Chamura. It should be a Surah at an earlier stage. It says, wait a minute. Amid Yisrael, Klal Klaldo? Maybe Yisrael would not be at all. He can't make Avodah Zarah. I mean, he's not supposed to worship Zarah. Maybe he can't make it a Surah. So Mar says, Hashta Gniza Boye, which we're going to see in a little bit in the Gemara, that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael requires Gniza. It's Zure lo Mitzra. It's not going to be a Surah. So if we know for sure it requires Gniza, it requires, which we'll see in a second what that means, Gniza, right? At least it's got to be some problem with it. Otherwise, why would it require a Gniza? Ella Be'ema Kedove Chavim. Let us say, okay, fine. Like, it should be no better than the Oved Avodah Zarah. It's true it has to be a Surah. But all right, if it has to be a surah, let it be a surah, just like the Oved Avodah Zarah. When he worships, it becomes a surah. So too for the Yisrael. When he worships it, it should become a surah. Why should it be miyad? So the Gemara now attempts to answer the first answer, which is Amar Kara. The Pasuk says, Ve'et chatatchem asher asitem et egel. So when the Moshe is retelling the story of the Egel in Sefer Dvarim, so it says about this, V'etchatatchem asher asitem et egel akachti, V'asrof oto be'ish, V'akot oto tachon etev, Ad asher dakli afar, V'shlich et afro al nachal, Yerid ben har. But over there it says, V'etchatatchem asher asitem. As soon as you made it, the Egel, there was a problem. Asitem is already a problem. So Mar says, wait a minute. So Mishat asiyah kam le'becheit. So right, so as soon as he does the asiyah, as soon as he makes it, there's a problem. So Mar says, Eilam achanami. Let's say that. Hani mili le'meikam gavro b'cheit. And achanami, when it comes to cheit, you're right. As soon as he makes it, there's a cheit. It's surah le'mitzra, but it will not be a surah until he at least worships it. So Amar Kral, so the Gemara goes to the other hand, end of Dvarim, in Parshat Kitavo, which is Arur Aish, Asher Yaseb Fesel, Umasecha, Tovat, Hashem, Ase Yidei Harash, Vesam Baseter, Vanu Kolam, Vamru Amein. So this is one of the Arurs that is mentioned in Parshat Kitavo, it's going to be said on Har Gizim and Har Eivau. So over there it says, Arur Aish, Asher Yaseb Fesel, Umasecha. So you see there's already a problem from Mishat, Asiya again. So the Gemara says, okay, Mishat Asiya Kamle Be'arur. So in the time that he does it, right away, he's a problem of Arur. He's cursed for doing it from the moment he makes it. So the Gemara says, Ema Ani Mila the Meikam Gavro Be'arur. True again, we could say that that is to put the person to a position where they're Arur when he's from the Mishat Asiya. But again, it's Surah Lo Mitzra. They will not be Asur until the time that they worship it. And the answer is, well, the Pasuk says, Tovat Hashem, Arur Aish, Asher Yaseh Fesel Masechel, Tovat Hashem. Well, it can only be a toy. If it's a toy Vat Hashem, then it certainly must be a surah. I mean, it won't be a toy Vat Hashem and not be a surah. If it's a toy Vat Hashem, we must assume that it is a surah. So that'll be the source for Rabbi Shmuel, the fact that Israel in Avodah Zarah is a surah miyad, because it uses the term Yaseh by the Arur, and also says Tovat Hashem. So we saw the Yaseh is not simply bringing the Arur on him, but it's also causing the Isser Hana'ah or the Isser Avodah Zarah to begin from the moment that he makes the Avodah Zarah. Now, what does Rabbi Akiva do with this Tovat Hashem? Akiva davar mevi l'dei toeva. It's not that it's a Tovat Hashem immediately. It's an item. This pesel masecha will lead to a Tovat Hashem. Why? Because when you worship it, that'll be a Tovat Hashem. So it doesn't mean that the idol itself immediately is Tovat Hashem, but it will end up being a Tovat Hashem. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Now the Gemara wants to understand Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva, without chochavim, shall oved chochavim tasur miyad min ole. Akiva believes that the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew is asura miyad. Where does he know that from? Amarul, Amarqua, the posuk says, psile elohim tisrufun beish. Lo tachmon kesev zav alehem, velakaktalach, penti vakesh bo, ki tovat Hashem elokecho hu. We're going to darshan over here, psile elohim tisrufun beish. Mishipsalo naseh Eloa. From the moment he makes it, it becomes a god. So that's it. The psil, right? The word psil can mean pasul, right? It also can mean psil lipsol, which means to carve out, to hew. It means to make something, to form something. So that's the term here Rabbi Akiva is using, is Psilei Elohim. From the moment that they are Poslo, from the moment they make it, that they sculpt it, that already is Avodah Zarah. That's already called Elohim, that have to be Tisrefun Ba'esh. Ah, V'idach, what about Rabbi Shimon? Is he going to do that? I mean, by the way, Katani Rabbi Yosef, he's going to need it for the position of Yosef, the Tani Rabbi Yosef. The mind of Obeik Chachavim should posel Eloho. How do we know that an Obeik Chachavim can nullify the shame of Avodah Zarah from his Avodah Zarah? Shenemar, because it says, Psilei Elohim Tisrefun Ba'esh. So it says, Psilei Elohim Tisrefun Ba'esh. What that means that he's using the term Psilei to mean Pasul over here. So they can be posel Elohim. They have the ability to be posel Elohim. Vidach. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn that din from? Nafkalei midi Shmuel. He learns that from Shmuel, who uses the next part of the pasuk. The Shmuel Rami Ktiv. Pasuk says further on, and the pasuk says, Lo tachmud kesev zav alehem. Do not be jealous. Do not want. Do not desire the kesev zav alehem. V'akach taloch, and then you'll take it. So that's what Shmuel says. Rami Ktiv. Lo tachmud kesev zav alehem. V'ktiv v'akach taloch. Sounds like you can't take it. Ha, Ketzad. Not the pshat in the pasuk. Okay, great. The pasuk suckers is, but like, don't be lo tachmod and take it. Right. But here he's separating lo tachmod and zavalem kama v'lakach talach, and you may take it. How does he reconcile between these? What seems to be this stira in the pasuk? Against that, psalo le'la. If he creates it, forms it, sculpts it for a god, lo tachmod, then you may not take it. Paslo meloa, if he makes it pasul, meaning that he nullifies the avodah zarah, then you can use it. So that would be the difference. So Rabbi Akiva will learn that out from the drasha of Shmuel. For Akiva, so now we refer Rabbi Akiva ashkan avodah chavim shel avodah chavim dasura miyad. Now we know that the avodah zarah of a non-Jew is dasura miyad. The Israel ad sheteaved, that of a Jew, until he worships him, he no one. Where does he know that from? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kro, he uses the pasuk, the Arur pasuk, Arur Aish, Ashay Yasef, Hesul Masicha, Utavat Hashem, Masay Dechrash, Bissam, Bissoter, Vanukam, Vanuk, Kolaam, Vamru Amein. So what's Bissam, Bissoter? Some say that Achi Yasel Advarim Shvisater, until he does those things that he does in private. What does he do in private? He worships the Avodah Zarah. He's afraid Bezin's going to find him and kill him, so he doesn't do it out in public, he does it in private. So now, the Gemara says, okay, so what does Rabbi Yishmael do with the Vesam Beseter? V'idach, Amri Bailei, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yishmael uses that Vesam Beseter for Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, V'nado Ovidat Kochavim Shal Yisrael Shu Tuna Gniza. How do we know that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael requires Gniza? Shenemer, Vesam Beseter. They have to put it into a private place. They have to put it into a place that will not be found again. So that Vesam Beseter teaches you that it will be out of sight, out of mind. It's got to be put into gniza. What? So what is exactly does that mean over here? V'sam b'gniza. Shetuna gniza. Rashi says over here, shetuna gniza shehi shleima gnuza b'karko. That if it's still whole, if it's apart, you have to put it gnuza b'karko. You put it, you bury it in the ground. That's what Rashi says over here. Tosos disagrees. Let's read the next line in the Gemara, and then we'll see what Tosos says. V'idach. Where does Rabbi Kiva learn that out from? After the Rav Chista Amarav. The Rav Chista Amarav. Minayin lobedek chavim shal yitzor shetuna gniza. I know that shenemar. Lo tita lecha shira kol eitz ezal mizbach. So right, that's the pasuk in the beginning of Shoftim v'Shotrim. Ten lecha b'chol sherecha. Asher shem lokech naten lecha v'shvatecha. Shetu etam mishvat tzedek. And then three psukim later it says, Lo tita lecha shira kol eitz ezal mizbach. Shem lokech asher taselach. So there's a hekesh in the pasuk between the Asherah and the Zbach Hashem. And so just like by the Mizbeach, what's the din? The din of Mizbeach, Ma Mizbeach Tum Gniza, Af Asherah Tuna Gniza. So too, the Asherah requires Gniza. So now, according to Rashi, it makes sense. When you're talking about Gniza of the Mizbeach, what are you talking about Gniza of the Mizbeach? Gniza of the Mizbeach means you bury it. It's something that's Kodesh, something that is, has, right, or was in use for something of Kedusha, and therefore we don't want to treat it in a manner that is not appropriate. So we bury it, we put it into Gniza, that makes sense. But to talk about an Asherah, is that the same Gniza? According to Rashi, yes, you bury the Asherah. And that's what Rashi says the Gniza is over here. Tosfos says no. The word, what Gniza means over here is, Gniza means that it's Asur Ba'ana'ah. Asur Ba'ana'ah. Meaning that just like the Mizbech is Asur Ba'ana'ah, and therefore you have to take care of it, so too the Asherah is Asur Ba'ana'ah, you have to take care of it. Well, how do you take care of the Mizbech? That you bury, that you put into Gniza. How do you take care of the Asherah? Bior. You have to eliminate it. You have to destroy it. So Tosfos believes over here that the Gniza that we're speaking about over here, the word Gniza is not the same for Mizbeach as it is for Asherah. Gniza means you have a problem. It's Osir Bano. Take care of that problem. When it comes to something you have to give respect to, that you bury, that's the Mizbeach. Something that you have to destroy, right? That Gniza means get rid of it to prevent the problem with Isra. No, you get rid of it means destroy it. So Tosus believes the Gniza over here is to destroy it, whereas Rashi believes it means to bury it over here. And now the last Rasha, which is the Biur is to eliminate, to burn it, to crush it, whatever the requirement of the Biur is in this case of a Avodah Zarah. Now this famous drasha that Rabbi Yishmael uses, because Rabbi Yishmael doesn't need the pasuk of Loti Chalacha Yisharach Leitzel Mizbach Shem Alkecha for that drasha. So what does he do with it? He do Chami Bele Kirish Lakish. Damir Yishlakish Kolam Amid Dayan Sheinu Hagun. Person who appoints a Dayan who is inappropriate for the position. Gidlun Oter Asherah B'Yisrael. As if he planted and voted Zarah and Asherah B'Yisrael. Shinemar. Because that's what I quoted before. At the beginning of the parsha, Shoftim Shotrim Ten Lecha B'Chosh HaRecha V'Samech Lei. Right afterwards, Lo Tita Lecha Asherah Kolitz Eitz HaMizbach HaShem Lekecha. Now like that, Amar Vashi U'V'Makom Tamid Chamim. In a place or location where there are Tamid Chamim that could have been the judges. Kilu Nato Eitz HaMizbach HaShem Lekecha or Eitz HaMizbach. Shem Eitz HaMizbach. So it's even worse. It's as if he planted, not only is it that he planted Asherah, he planted it right adjacent to the Mizbeach, which is even a greater offense. And that's because over here, this individual obviously is going to come up with the mislead people, come up with the wrong interpretations of the law, given the wrong Piskei Halacha, just like the Asherah, which is someone who is misguided, worshipping the wrong item. So right here, over here, a chart, if you just want to look over it quickly, just to see the opinions of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, the first part of it is important, because it's going to become important in the next sugya of the Gemara. And that is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel don't disagree about the pasuk of Abayt Abdunet Kol Mekamot. They both agree that that pasuk is speaking about Kelim. And that means that Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, those things that are used in service of Avodah Zarah, we're not talking about Tikrovet Avodah Zarah, but those that are used in service of Avodah Zarah, the Kelim, are not asurim until they are nevad. And that is learned out of the pasuk of Abayt Abdunet Kol Mekamot. Their disagreement arises when it comes to the Hekesh, to the second half of the pasuk, which is the Et Elohim Al Harim. Are we Mekesh, the Mekamot, Elohim or not? Rabbi Yishmael says, yes, we are Mekish. And therefore, he comes up to the conclusion, based on that Hekesh, that Avodah Kuchamim Shel Avodah Kuchamim is Ein Asurah Shel Te'aved. Rabbi Kivu does not make that Hekesh, will not come to that conclusion. Comes to Yisrael, that the Pasuk, or the Pasuk of Arur Ish, Asher Yaseh Pesul Masecha Tovat Hashem, the Sam Beseter, here you have the Machlokes Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. They both agree we're talking about Yisrael, or Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. But the Rabbi Shmuel believes that teaches us that the Avodat Kochavim of Israel is Asura Miyad, because it says Asher Yaseh, and he learns it out from the Shat Asiyah, it's already Barur, and Tolat Hashem teaches me that it's also Asur Ba'ana, not only that you have a problem of Barur, but you have a problem of Asur Ba'ana. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva believes that the Avodat Kochavim of Israel is in Asura Shet Te'aved. And the Sam Beseter teaches me that. That's the latter part of the puzzle, which Sam Beseter means only when he does something, Dvarim She Beseter. Dvarim She Beseter means that he worships it, Beseter. And that's only when it becomes a surah. The Tovat Hashem, he says, is Dvar Amirvi L'day Toiva. It's not immediately, but it will end up being a Toiva. So then, because of that, we say, well, how do we know that Avodah Chamim Yisrael needs Gniza? Right, Rabbi Shmuel will learn that out from Besam Beseiter, which Rabbi Kiva doesn't use. Rabbi Kiva learns it out from Lo Tetelach Hayisharah Kleitzel Mizbach Hashem, which Rabbi Shmuel uses for the drasha we just brought from Rish Lakish. Now, on the other hand, where does Rabbi Kiva learn out about an Oved Avodah Zarah himself? That he learns out from the pasuk of Psilei Elohim. Psilei Elohim means Mizman Sheyifsol. Right, the time from the moment they sculpt it, from the moment they make it, that already becomes a surah be Avodah Zarah. That's all right. Psilei Nase Eloa. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel will say, no, I need Psiloehem for the drasha of Rabbi Yosef. The drasha of Yosef is that Psiloehem tisriven be'esh. That's how we know that an Ovid Avodah Zarah can be mevatel his Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Akiva, that's the last long column here, will learn that out from the Shmuel's din, which is the latter half of the pasuk, which is Psiloehem tisriven be'esh, but lo tachmud kes v'zav aleihem v'lakach talach. And those two that we learned, the word pasul can mean both lifsol and pasul. It can mean to form or create, but also can mean to nullify. So that would be the opinions of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. I just have it laid out for you. You have the psukim here, right on the chart. It will become important now that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree about the Mishamshei of Avodah Zarah, that both of them agree that it's Ashi Avdu. That's the next part of the Gemara now, because the Gemara says, by Rav Amnuna, Riteach Kli L'Avodah Kocharim. He went ahead and he banged out the metal, it's a metallic kli here, and had a hole in it, and he banged it out, the kli, L'Avodah Kocharim. Mau. So what's the din? So Gemara says, Avodat Kochavim Deman. Who are we talking about here? Let's start with that. We're missing a lot of information. Ilem Avodat Kochavim De Ovid Kochavim. If we're talking about a non-Jews worshipping Avodah Zarah, ben the Rabbi Shmuel, ben the Rabbi Akiva, Misham Shei Avodat Kochavim. This is a kli that's going to be used in the service towards Avodah Zarah. It's used in service towards Avodah Zarah. That's Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. And we saw before that Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel both agreed that Abeid Abdun Kol Mikomot is talking about Kelim. That until they worship it, until they Abdu Sham Hagoyim, until they worship it or use it in service, it's not Asura. So then we can't be Asura. That can't be what we're speaking about here. Mishamshei Avodah Kochavim in Asura Mechi Abdu. So that can't be what we're speaking about. Ela Avodah Kochavim de Yisrael. Must be talking about Jewish Avodah Zarah. So Aliba Daman, who are we speaking about here? Ilim Aliba Rabbi Akiva, don't matter Rabbi Akiva, Hashto, he gufolo mitzrach te'aved. Right? A Jewish Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Akiva, does not become a surah like in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva is the author in our Mishnah until they worship it. So if the Avodah Zarah itself doesn't become a surah to worship it, you can ask me about the Mishamshim? That doesn't make sense. Why would you ask about the Mishamshim? Hello, what it must be. So what are you going to suggest now? What you did, Mishab Shemi, Baile, Vela, Aliba, the Rabbi Shmuel. What is it, Rabbi Shmuel? Damura, Surah Miyad. So the question here is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, says that a Jewish Avodah Zarah, from the moment it's made, is a Surah. Now we want to know the din in the Mishamshim. My Mishamshim, Mi Mishamim Gamrinan. Do we learn out the Mishamshim from the Mishamshim? Meaning, just Mahatam, just like by the non-Jewish Mishamshim. Clearly, that are used in service of Avodah Zarah, a non-Jew, we have to wait until it's worshipped to be a surah, Avhacha, Aji Abdu, also over here. Oh, Dilma Mino Gomar, maybe we learn out from Avodah Zarah itself. The Jewish Avodah Zarah, going to be Shmuel, is immediate. So, Maya Surah Miyad, Avisham Shah Surah Miyad. So, that'll be other. Which way do you go with it? The Kalim that are in service of Jewish Avodah Zarah, do you compare it to the Jewish Avodah Zarah, which is a Surah Miyad, according to Rabbi Shmuel, or do you compare it to the Kalim of a non-Jewish Avodah Zarah, which have to wait until they're worshipped? Which way do we go? So where it says, Ma'iriya dekami baile riteachli. Right? Why then the Gemara? If that's the question, why did you formulate or pose the question about banging out a metallic kli? Tibleya le'yasa. Talk about a new kli that he made. A new kli that he made, it should have the same issue. Why are you talking about an old kli that he fixed up? Rabbanu is also asking a question about Tuma Yishana. Tuma Yishana, which is a concept we're just about to explore here from the Mishnah in Kelim, is the fact that once a Keli is destroyed, it loses its Tuma. But if a person reforms the Keli again, the Tuma comes back. Right? That's a Gzeirat Chachamim, that when it comes back because of Tefillah Bat Yoma, it's a Gzeirah in the end of the first Perek of Misachim. So that Gzeirah, I'm not going to get involved in the Gzeirah now, but because of that Gzeirah, Tuma returns when you reform the Kli. Tanan, Kli Metechot, talking about metallic Kli, Kelim, Pshutehem, whether they're flat, or Mikablehem, or they have a Beit Kibbol, Tmeim, they can be Mikabel Tuma, Nishtabru, if they are broken, destroyed from use, Taro, they become Taor. Chazar Vasan Kelim, if he goes and reforms them again into Kelim, they are Chozrin, the Tuma Ishana, they come back to the original Tuma. And this is the question of Rabbi Nuna. Ki Hadra Tuma, when do we say that Tuma comes back? Hani Mila Tuma Deoraito, that's what we're talking about, Tuma Mina Torah. Well, Tuma Derabanan, lo, or maybe by Tuma Derabanan, it doesn't happen, or Tuma Loshna. So why are we talking about Tuma Derabanan? We're talking about Tuma Avodah Zarah. Right? Not only does the Avodah Zarah become a surah once it's used, but it also becomes Tmeah. So the question here is not only about the Isser, but also that his question is about the Tuma itself. If he reforms the Kli Matechet over here, when he's Riteach et HaKli, right? And he Riteach et HaKli, when he goes and bangs out the Kli again, and he reforms the Kli, makes it functional again, what's the din? Is the din, there is a question about Avodah Zarah, but there's also a question about Tuma. Does the Tuma of Avodah Zarah that was Nitbatel now come back to the Kli? Is it now Tameh again? So Gemara says, V'tibayle Shai Tumot Rabbanan. What's he asking about Tuma of Avodah Zarah? You have plenty of Tumot Midrabbanan that you could ask about. Because we have, for instance, as Rashi points out, Tumat Mashkim. Tumat Mashkim, chutz, not Mashkim of Azav, but regular Mashkim, are that the fact that they can be Mitamei Kalim is a Din Derabbanan. So why don't you ask about that? Tuma Derabbanan that happened because Mashkim were Mitamei Kli, the Kli was destroyed and then reformed. Is the Tuma come back or not? That's a Tuma Derabbanan. Tell me whether it comes back or not. Why are you asking about Avodah Zarah? So Gemara says, Chadamiko, Chadamiko, mi boy. He has a nested question over here. Tuma Derabbanan, mi Hadra, or lo Hadra? That's the first question. Does Tuma come back, Derabbanan, or not? In Timsa lo Hadra Tuma, if you say that Tuma does not come back, by Duma Derabbanan, Dovad Kochavim, Mishum Chumra, Dovad Kochavim, Mishav, you are Rabbanan, ki Tuma Deraita lo? That Tuma of Azarah might have a higher status. Because it's so chamor, it might have a din of Ke'in Deoraita. So that's his question. If you conclude that Tuma de Rabbanon does not choser, or is not choser, nevertheless, by Tuma of Avodah Chavim, what's the din? Is it a choser or not? Because maybe Tuma de Avodah Zarah is so chamura, because the Chavim made like Ke'in Deoraita, and therefore it returns, that the Gemara leaves as a teiko, an unsolved question, an unsolved issue. Now, obviously, we're talking, Tosis points out over here, we're talking about Kilim, Ikar Tumatan Deoraita. After we're talking about here, Kilim, they have a core Tumat Deoraita. Not like things like Klei Zukhit, glass, which are already a Tumat Derabbanan. Over there, there's no question that they're not Choser the Tumat Yishana. They don't, even in regular Tumat, they're not Choser the Tumat Yishana, because they don't have an Ikar Deoraita. You need an Ikar Deoraita to have it be Tumat Yishana's Choser, and then you can ask the question of a Tumat Derabbanan. Now, by mine, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Yanai. So, by mine, Rabbi Yochanan Mi Rabbi Yanai. Yes. Tikrov et avodah chamim shelochlim mahu. What's the din of things that are offered up to avodah zarah? Food that is offered up to avodah zarah. Mi mahani lehu bito letarinu mitumah lo. Do you have the ability to be mevatel this in order to remove the tumah or not? Now, what's going on over here? We know that tikrovet Avodah Zarah ain't b'teila olamit. It never has any bitul over here. So what are we talking about over here? We're talking about this tumat ochlim. So we're going to get to that in a second, and that's what the Gemara says. V'tibay lei kelim. Why are you asking about ochlim? Let's ask about kelim themselves. Where it says, Kelim lo kim vayle, kim di itlehu tara b'mikveh, tuma nami b'teilo. Since kelim, you can mitara them in the mikveh, so obviously the tuma goes away. What do you mean it goes away? How did you have kelim that were tikrovet avodah zarah that had the avodah zarah go away? Since when can you get rid of avodah zarah, tikrovet avodah zarah? So Rashi over here says, v'tibay lach kelim. What are the kelim over here? Shinishtamshu b'han avodah kochavim. They were used in service of avodah zarah. Isalka tumu minayu. If the tumah is removed, keicha disalki isura. Just like you can remove the isur from them, can you also remove the tumah along with it? So Rashi does something here, which is that he switches a little bit what's going on. We asked about tikrovet ochel. The Gemara says, why don't you ask about kelim? Now by kelim, Rashi doesn't say they're tikrovet. He says they are mishamshei. They're used in service, but not tikrovet, not things that are actually offered up to the Avodah Zarah. And that's how you can get to a case of Bittul. Since you get to a case of Bittul, we assume that the Tumah goes away. Just like you can mivatel the Avodah Zarah, so too you can mivatel the Tumah. Tosus on the end, it's actually Tosus on the top of the next Omud. Tosus says that, no. He says that we're talking about Mekelim shel tikrovet Avodah Zarah. Literally, Kelim that are offered up. She'en lem Bittul. That have no Bittul whatsoever. So now, if they have no bittul whatsoever, right, then we're going to see now in the Gemara, well, then how do we deal with this point over here, which is, well, since they can go to the mikvah, then they should be tahor. The Gemara says, no, ki kamei bailei ochlin. Why is it ochlin? The Gemara says, v'tibailei avodah chachamim gufa. What about the avodah zarah itself? Avodah chachamim lo mi bailei. The avodah zarah itself, he doesn't ask the question, kevan di isura botil tumanami b'teilo. Since the Isur goes away, so too the Tumah can go away. Ki kami bailei, where does he ask it? Tikrovet avodah chachamim shelochlim. Mai. The din of tikrovet chachamim is mai. Why? Kevan d'isura lo batil. Since its Isur doesn't go away, kirav gidol, just like the din of Rav Gidol, which is the din that has like zivchei meitim and tikrovet avodah zarah can never go away. Tumah nami lo batil. Odilma isur d'oraita lo batil. Tumah derabanan batil. Maybe you can't get rid of the Issa directly, the Issa of Deraita, but the Tumah derabanan batil, that is the teku over here. And that's where Tosfos says over here, the Tikrovet Kelim. He says, why did the Gemara say, Kevin di Surah batil by the Tikrovet Kelim? Why did the Gemara use the term, Kevin di Surah batil? He says, you can't. You can't be mevatel, because those are kelim that were usually Torah the Avodah Zarah. You cannot be mevatel them. So the Gemara couldn't say, oh, because you're mevatel them, I don't have a question. What was the Gemara's answer in the end? Well, since you can dump them in the mikveh and make them Torah, so I assume that you can get rid of the Tumah over here. Our question is about Ochlim that have neither of those. Ochlim that are tikrovet, therefore they can't be mevutal. And number two, Ochlim don't have Tara b'mikveh. They're missing both of those items. So that's where I want to know, what's the din of the Ochlim? The din of the Ochlim, can you get rid of the Tumah or not? Can't get rid of the Isser, but maybe you can get rid of the Tumah. And that's the question here. You have an Isser d'Oraita you can't get rid of, but maybe the Tumah d'Rabbanon you can't get rid of, and that the Gemara leaves as a teku.
It's interesting because it should be a technical issue here. How do they even tie it? How do they, but in principle, it's a basic kind of a formula, but it should be okay. You should, if I'm a Zarah, I can be
Well, we have a puzzle that says no, that's the din of Rav Gidol, that they, it says by Baal Peor that they were Nitzvedu, the Zivchei Meitim. That Tikrovet is compared to Zivchei Meitim, a mate, Nishar mate, of Tikrovet, Nishar Bisura. So even though it seems almost counterintuitive, but the Avodah Zarah you could be Mevata, but it makes sense. Avodah Zarah is all about the worshipping of it. Once you've ruined, taken that away, it's no longer Avodah Zarah. To Kovit already, the action's been done already. You can't reverse the action, it's already done. Once you've used it for the Avodah Zarah, that can't be removed. You can't change that anymore. You can't reverse it because the Maaseh has been completed in it. So yes, it's somewhat counterintuitive, but because of that, the question comes up in To Kovit and not in Avodah Zarah itself. Okay, by me, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul mi Rabbi. Kelim sheshimshu behem bebeit chunyo, mahu. Now, Beit Chunyo is found in the last Mishnah in Menachot. The last Mishnah in Menachot over there, they talk about the children of Shimon HaTzadik, who had some altercation between them about who would become the Kohen Gadol. In the end, one of the brothers runs away to Mitzrayim. And when he runs away to Mitzrayim, he builds a Mikdash in Mitzrayim called Beit Chunyo. Now that Beit Chunyo, the Gemara Mishnah Menachot speaks about, the Gemara there speaks about whether it was a bait l'avodah zarah or a bait l'Hashem. It was the time of the Isra Banot, the Bamot, because the Mikdash was around. It was Asur, but it was still for Hashem. Whereas Beit Chunyo used for avodah zarah. So that's what the Gemara wants to know here. What happens about Kelim that were put into service in Beit Chunyo? What's their din? So now, the Gemara says, Aliba Demat, who are you asking this according to whom? Right, so come by it. Who are you asking this? Ma ushishdamu ben beit mikdash become ibayle. Aliba demand over beit chunyo la beit avodah chavim hi. Obviously, we're asking according to one who says the beit chunyo was not to avodah zarah, but rather to Hashem. That's not we have a Mishnah. Koanim shishimshu be beit chunyo lo yishamshu be mikdash. Koanim that were in service in the beit chunyo cannot go to the mikdash vishulayim. Ve'inu tzarech lomar the davar acher. And of course, you don't have to talk about if they worshipped avodah zarah. If they were service for avodah zarah, they can't work in the mikdash. Koanim u dekansinu rabbonon. The koanim, they were koneis mishum de bnei deoninu, because they have the ability. They can discern. They can make decisions. They made a decision to work in Beit Chunyo. So too, they're going to lose. They lose their ability. They're koneis them that they can't come up to the mikdash and work there anymore. About kaniim lo, but maybe kelim not because they're not bnei deya. Odom aloshna, maybe it makes no difference. Amalei asurim heim. He says they are asur, the kelim, even though they're using Beit Chunyo, which was the Shem Shamayim, they are surim to bring up and using the Mikdash. Umikra haya biyadeinu b'shachnua. I had a pasuk to prove this, and I forgot it. So he says, Eitvei. So he challenged, Rabbi Yossi bin Shaul challenged Rabbi and says, we have a pasuk about Chizkiyahu that says, Kol kelim ashei zniach ha-melech achaz b'malchuto. All these kelim that Achaz used to the Shem Avodah Zarah b'ma'alo, right? Then the ma'al that he did, those that he misappropriated them for Avodah Zarah, hechinu, they prepared them, v'gdashnu, and then they were makdish them. So you see, they took kelim that what seems to be that Acha used for Avodah Zarah or misappropriated by Hekdesh used for Avodah Zarah, and then Chizkiyahu is mitara them and uses them for the mikdash. So there, we're talking about real Avodah Zarah. Forget about Beit Chunyo. But what the Gemara is proving from here is that something that you have no control over, you have the, don't have the ability to change, you can, right, you can still make it mutar again, or you can make it heter again. And that's what you have over here. We have a case of Hekdesh, which Achaz used, Now, Achaz used the Hekdesh, he doesn't have the right to, even though he misappropriated Hekdesh, it's not his to make a surah. Yet, we still say that it was, over here it sounds like he made it Heter, in a second we see that he said he made it a surah. So that's what we're going to say about the other case of Beit Chonio. Even though the Kelim, right, are not Bnei Deya, and Mina Dera Torah, they should be Mutarim, nevertheless, the Chamim were Gozer. And that's what Rebbe says right now. He says, my love, this is what Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul says to Rabbi, my love, hechenu, tatvelinu, they put him into the mikveh, hekdashunu, daktashininu, they made him hekdash again and they used him. Amalei, Rabbi Spansen, Baruch atah l'shamayim, shegazarta li avirati, you brought back my aveda, you found the pasuk. You just interpreted it wrong, but you had the right pasuk. Hechino, sheganzum, right, that's what they did. Ganzanum, they put him into Geniza. Hegdashnu, shegdashnu acherim tachtem, they put into service nukelim. So that Rashi says here, they put in the chazru mashkum b'shem ha'mishka, right? They put him into new shem ha'mishka, and they put in new kelim. Right? Obviously, it's somewhat problematic because you could just put them in shirut to make them kodesh. So now again, what I just mentioned before is the truth over here is that you have a case here where Achaz used kelim that were hekdesh, misappropriated them for avodah zarah, and we made them asurim. Now Achaz had no right to make them asurim. Mina Torah, they're total head there because he has no right. They're hektish. Nevertheless, Chachamim were goes there not to use them. They put them to Geniz and he can't use them. So too by Beit Chonio. Even though the Kelim are not Bnei Deya, right? And they should be Mutar Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, Chachamim were goes there and made them Asurim. Lema Misayle. I have a proof to this. Mizrachit Tzvonit. It's talking about the in the Mikdash. Right? There were four corners in the Ezrat Nashim. And each corner, they had a Lishka. Right? They had some little building or area closet over there. Mizrachit Tzvonit. The northeastern one, Ba Ganzu Beit Chashmonai, Tavneam over there they put into Geniza the stones of the Mizbeach that the Anshe Yavan used towards Avodah Zarah. Now some say that they buried them in the Lishka, and it sounds from the Mishnah in Midot that they actually just placed them in there, but whichever way it is, they put them into Geniza there. What does it mean? Shaksu? Shaksu means that they worshipped Avodah Zarah on it. So Mara says, over there they found a pasuk in Dorish. You can't prove anything from there. Dichtiv, because it says the pasuk in Yecheskel. It's on the second page that you have there. The pasuk says, "Siboti panai mehem vichilu et sifuni v'vau papritzim vichilu et." Hashem is talking about the Mikdash. He's going to give it over to the enemy. He's going to give it over to the Obdei Avodah Zarah. And they, "Siboti panai mehem," I will turn away my face. Vichilu et sifuni, they will profane my tzipuni. Tzipuni is my hidden place, my special place. Uvalba pritzim, when these pritzim come in there, v'chilulua, they will be mechalat, they'll profane the mikdash. Uvalba pritzim v'chilulua means that once the pritzim touch it, they are mechalel it. So what are they going to do? Amrei echinavi, what are we going to do? Nitverinu, let us break the stones to be mevatel the avodah zarah. We'll bring an ovid avodah zarah here to break the stones, and that'll be mevatel the shame of avodah zarah from it. Avanim shleimot amar rachmani. You have to have used whole stones. You can't do that.
They wanted to use them afterwards again.
When they want to reuse them afterwards. So they break them to mevatel the avodah zarah. Now they want to use them again. Once they break them, they have edges. They're not shleimot. They're not full, sharp, smooth out stones. So I says, okay, ninasrinu. We will, let's shave them down, plane them down so that they are straight stones. And I says, lo tinifal in barzel. You can't use metal to do that, to cut them down. So, Amar Rachmana, Vamai, Litverinu, Velishkulinu, the Nafshayu. So, what do you have to use them for the Mizbeah for? Break the stones, now they're Chulin, and take them for yourself. Why do you have to use them for the Mizbeah? Okay, fine, you can't use them for the Mizbeah. Break the stones, they're no longer Avodah Zarah, now they're Mutarba, no? Go take the stones for yourself. How could you do that? They wanted to be Gonez, all the gold and silver in the world. Mishum Kasma Dava Shushalayim, because the gold and silver of Yushalayim. When Yushalayim was conquered, right, the gold and silver Yushalayim was then taken by the enemies, and then it was dispersed through the world. So you have gold and silver that have Hekdesh, that is around the world, so they didn't want people using gold and Hekdesh. Come on, says, you know, Yushalayim, have you a Ruba Dalma? How could you ask for all the gold and silver in the world? It's Batel Barov. Rov, gold and silver in the world is not from Yushalayim. That's a meal. The meal is Batel Barov. Elam Rabbi, Bikshu Lignos, Dinara, Hadriana, Toraino, Shipa. They wanted to be in Geniza these coins, Mipnei, Tib'asho Yushalayim, because of the form or the imprint of Yushalayim. Until they found a pasuk from the Torah, Shim Mutar, that it's Mutar. The pasuk from the Torah they bring is from Yechezkel. So we have a pasuk from the Torah from Yechezkel to prove this, which is Ubalba Pritzim Vichilua. And when the priests come in, they are mechalelet. Right, so let me take two steps back. Let's explain. What is the story with the coins over here? This happens to be a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says the coins over here are coins that are minted with the face of Torianus and Adrianus. Torianus and Adrianus imprinted their faces or their images on these coins, and therefore they were asurin because they were using out of the Zahav. They were mapeot of Yushalayim. These coins of Yushalayim had the imprints of these two Caesars on them, and that's why they wanted to put them into Geniza. Shipa means that they were very old, and they were worn down because of the old, and the Tzura was not Nikeret. But because this, the gold, it seems to be, was used from Yushalayim, the gold that was used to coin or mint these coins was from the Mikdash of Hekdesh, so therefore they wanted to put those into Gniza. That's the way Rashi learns it. The Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't understand. We have in other places in Shas, we had it in Baba Kama, that the coin of Yerushalayim has a picked as David and Shlomo on it. David and Shlomo, that's the coin of Yerushalayim. Now, David and Shlomo, there Tosus has a problem. How can we have an image of David and Shlomo on it? So the Tosus says, no, it has the word David and Shlomo on it and a picture of Yerushalayim on the other side. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about those old coins. From those old coins from Yerushalayim, those coins were used for Hekdesh. They were used for purposes, they were coins of Yerushalayim, they were Hekdesh out of Yerushalayim, because rove coins in Yerushalayim were Hekdesh. So that's the coin they wanted to put into Geniza, that old ancient coin. And the Nishuf that we're talking about over here, coin was worn out, the face or the imprint on the coin was worn out, that it was David or Shlomo, that surah was the names that were written there were wiped, rubbed down, and therefore they were very old coins. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The Tosfos tries to reconcile Rashi with that and says, no, you know what? What they did over here was that they reminted the coins. They took those coins of David and Shlomo, and then they reminted them. They pressed their image over David and Shlomo, made their image of Hadrianus and Torianus over here. So that's how he answers for Rashi, that the old coins, yeah, did have David and Shlomo. They were reminted as coins of Yerushalayim, that of the Caesars. Tosfos in Bechorot actually says a difference. He says, ha, b'bayit Rishon, ha, b'bayit Sheni. We're talking about the coins of Yerushalayim and b'bayit Rishon, those are David and Shlomo. Talk about the coins of Bayit Sheni of Yerushalayim, those are of Hadrianus and Torianus. So they're two different coins. That's how Tosfos reconciles to Rashi in Bichorot. So now what do we have here? We have these coins that are problematic because they have Hekdesh. They wanted to put them into Geniza until they found the Pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah is from Yechezkel, which says, Uval b'pritzim b'chilua. So what happened? When they do something, when Obed Avodah Zarah takes the item and he uses it, Uval b'pritzim, once the pritzim touch it, chilulua, they profane it, it's no longer Hekdesh. Now, when it's no longer Hekdesh, they are koneit. If they are koneit, it becomes theirs. If it becomes theirs, they can make it into Avodah Zarah. So now, you want to be mevatel it, they can be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. It loses its shame Hekdesh. Before, you worry about the coins. The coins were Hekdesh. So how could it be that we couldn't use the coin? Well, they wanted to be mevatel all the coins in the world because they were Hekdesh, or all the gold and silver, and then the coins of Yerushalayim. But you don't have to. Once they misappropriate the coins, when the goy misappropriates the coin, it's bavu pritzim v'chilulua. Once they use it, or they use it for their own purposes, they remint them, they use them for their own purposes, chilulua, they are profaned. When they profane, they become theirs. They can make it into a avodah zarah. They can also be mevatel the avodah zarah. The Indian of Hekdesh is gone. Hekdesh is no longer the issue over here. So Gemara says, "Halcha came to Ishtash and behold, the Gvoa alav Aruch Har l'Ishtemishu v'Hidyota." Over here, Atam lo Ishtemu v'Gvoa. By the coins, they weren't used for Gvoa. They weren't used for purposes of Hekdesh. So they were money, either money that was Hekdesh, money that was going to be used for Hekdesh, or gold and silver that was in Mukdash, but it wasn't used yet in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over there, it's okay for the Hidyot to use a Beit and Bo Pritzim v'Kalua. But over here, we're talking about Bizbeach, just not appropriate. It's not that it's Min Alvocha, it could have been. They could have broken the stones and used them for the edgel. But along comes a Gemara says, it's just not appropriate.
What were they using though? The pictures of the Midrash
Mohan? Who? No, the prophet, they didn't use them for, they just took them. Once they took them and used them for their own, they used them for the shuk, they buy it. Right, they do whatever they want with them. They misappropriated Hekdesh. Now here, I brought for you a quote from the Masorah Journal, but it's actually a quote from, I've heard it from numerous Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, who quote this about Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Tanit asks about the fact that why do we celebrate Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av, when it really should be on the 10th of Av? Navi says that it happened, or the Mikdash was destroyed on the 10th of Av. Turns out to be a machlokes, the Rabbi Yochanan believes that it should have been on the 10th of Av. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's on the 9th of Av. Why? The Gemara says, because it's Chalta de Prunata Adif. That when it begins, that's the most important point. So but the Vejik about this says, still, we have to understand this. There were Amoraim who fasted both days. They fasted the 9th and the 10th day. And we, who keep the 10th day, we don't even really keep it. We keep it in the din of Chumrah. The Gra doesn't even necessarily agree with that. We keep it. We don't really keep the 10th day at all. So how come it is? What is it that makes the 9th day so important and the 10th day almost insignificant over here? So Rav Soloveitchik wants to answer based on our Gemara right here, which is Uvalva Pritzim Bichilulua. That once the Oyev entered the Mikdash on the 9th, that already profaned the Mikdash. When he profaned the Mikdash is destroyed. There's no longer Kedusha anymore. We just saw here when they misappropriate, they take the Kodesh and they use it. It's already Chulin. It was profaned. So when they burnt it on the 9th, everything was done already. The Mikdash no longer exists. It was destroyed on the 9th. It was destroyed on the 9th because they were Mechalelit on the 9th. So that's the vort that Rav Soloveitchik said about this, why we keep the 9th and not the 10th. I brought you the Gemara from Tanit, which is, it's been an issue that I've always had with the Vort. I've asked many of his Talmidim, none of them have given me an answer until this point, or satisfactory answer to why it is. But the Gemara in Tanit lays out when the Oyev entered in the Mikdash. It says, the Navi has a stira. One says that it was destroyed on the 7th, one says it was destroyed on the 10th. The Gemara reconciles between them and says, HaKetzad, Bishivan yechnesu nachrim le'echal. On the 7th, they entered the Echal, Bachlu v'kilkulubo, that they ate and they destroyed it, they messed it up. Shvi Shmini, all the 7th and 8th. Shisamuch HaShivah, Tzitaboish, on the 9th, late in the day, they put the fire there. And it went all the way through the 10th. So that's how they reconcile between the 7th and the 10th. But what do you see? When did the Oyev go into the Mikdash? Not on the 9th, on the 7th. And then on that period, they already kilkulubo. They were only calculating it already on the 7th. So if that's the case, then based on the Rav's word, already the 7th it was destroyed, not the 9th. So I've never understood the word because of that problem in the Gemara in Tanit. It's really a Tzorach Iyun Gadol on this. I just want to bring it because the Rav uses this Gemara over here to explain a din in Tisha B'Av, a din in the Gemara in Tanit, based on our Gemara, Bar Pritzim V'Chilua. Alright, next Mishnah. Ovid Kuchavim. And Ovid Avodah Zarah can be mevatel his own Avodah Zarah and his friend's Avodah Zarah. A Jew can never be mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Mevatel Avodah Chachamim, person who nullifies the Avodah Zarah, mevatel Meshamshah. It also nullifies the items that were in service of that Avodah Zarah. Bitel Meshamshah, if he just nullifies that which is in service of the Avodah Zarah, Mishamshim Mutarim. Then that which is in service becomes Mutar, but he has Surah, the Avodah Zarah remains in place, because he was never Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah itself. So, Ma'alinle Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe taught Rebbe Shimon, right, over here, Bray, probably should be Bray, because Rebbe Shimon is his son, it should be Rebbe Shimon Bray, but Rebbe Shimon Bray. Ovei Chachavim Mevatel, Ovei Chachavim Shal Ovei Shal Chaviro. And Ovei Chachavim can be Mevatel his and his friends of Avodah Zarah. Samalei, Rebbe, Shanita Lano Bialdutecha, in your youth, you taught us, Ovi Chavim Mevatel, Ovi Chavim Shalom, Vishel Yisrael. Right, so that Ovi Chavim can be Mevatel, not only his, Ovi Zerah, but Shal Yisrael. So, Merza, the Yisrael, me, God, Mevatel, how could he be Mevatel, that of a Jew? Va, B'sam B'Seter K'tiv. We have a requirement of B'sam B'Seter, which is, that has to be put into Geniza. That's Avodah Genizah. How can it be that it's never Mevutal? So how can a Goy be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a Jew? So along comes Amar Rabbi Hillel Braid Rabbi Vilas Lo Nitzrucha Sheyesh Lo Ba Shutfut. So that's, he had a Shutfut over here. There was a partnership between the Jew and the non-Jew. And that's what we're speaking about over here. So Bayaldutto my Kasavar Uvziknuto my Kasavar. What did Rabbi think when he was young? And what did Rabbi think when he got older that he changed his mind? When he was young, Savar, Israel adited over Chavim Palach. The Jew worships in the footsteps or follows the non-Jew. Came into over Chavim Vatal, the Nafshei, Israel Nami Vatlo. Once the non-Jew gives up on the Avodah Zarah, the Jew himself will give up on it also. So therefore, when the Ovei Chavim is Mevatel it, so when he's Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, he not only is Mevatel his piece, but even the Jew's piece of it. Everything is clear now. Ubizik Natosavar, Israel Data Nafshei Palach. As he got older, he realized, or he thought, that the Jew worships on his own volition. And therefore, the Goy can Mevatel Ovei Chavim the Nafshei. The Ovei Avodah Zarah can only Mevatel his portion of it. The Israel, but the portion of the Jew, he cannot be Mevatel, because the Jew is independent, and he worships his own volition, and you can't be, the non-Jew cannot be Mevatel it. So, Ika, the Matli, Lo, Seifa, some write this whole exchange about the latter half of our Mishnah. Yisrael ainu mevatel b'derech chavim shel oved chavim. A Jew may not be mevatel, cannot nullify the avodah zarah of a non-Jew. Pshita, of course you can't. Rabbi Hillel brei derav yivilos onitzrecha ela sheish bala b'shutvot. There's a case of shutvot or partnership. The Kamash Malone comes to teach us, Yisrael d'lo mevatel d'oved chavim. A Jew cannot be mevatel the non-Jew's portion. Avodah chavim nafshei mevatel. Right, the non-Jew can mivato his portion of the partnership that he can still do. Some put this on the bright and it becomes a much bigger chumrah, which is Reb Shimon Asi Omer. When it comes to Jews of avodah zarah, you can never be mivatel it. My olamit. What does it mean forever? I'm Reb Hillel. We're talking about a case where the Ovid of Azura has shutfut in it. But Kamashvan, the Israel, Daita Nafshe Polach. Because it is that a Jew worships on his own volition. So when he worships on his own volition, the Isur cannot be removed by the Ovid Kochavim over here. So there will be the conclusion in this part, which is that if you read it on the Sefer, or you read it on the Breita, in that instance, the non-Jew can be mevatel his portion, but he cannot be mevatel the portion of the Israel. Whereas if you learn it on the Reisha, over there the assumption is that, at least in the beginning, Rebbe's assumption was that the non-Jew can mevatel his portion as well as the Jew's portion. In the end, we say no, that he can only be mevatel his portion, but the Jew's portion remains intact, and you cannot be mevatel the Jew's portion. And that's what comes out in the end, that the Israel's portion can never be mevutal, whereas the Goy's portion can be mevutal. All right, we'll stop over here.